This is a Fox News alert. A bloody day in Ukraine and a verdict in Minnesota. I'm Lisa Brady. The latest on the Russian invasion in just a moment. But first, just getting word a verdict has been reached at the trial of three former Minneapolis police officers accused of violating George Floyd's civil rights in federal court, where this is day two of deliberations and the first full day. That verdict has not been read yet. Officer Derek Chauvin, already convicted of murder in state court, pleaded guilty in the federal case. To Ukraine, where they have been bombarded since last night with at least 160 ballistic missile strikes, as Russia also launches a ground invasion from two sides, seizing the site of the world's worst nuclear accident.
Russian forces crossed from Belarus into northern Ukraine, fighting in an extensive battle with Ukrainian forces in the Chernobyl region. We do understand now, according to the president's office in Kyiv, that the Russians are in control of this area. A major concern, as obviously there is still some radioactive material there, and it is an area of land that has to be closely monitored.
Fox's Trey Yinks in Kyiv. The health minister reporting at least 57 Ukrainians killed, more than 160 wounded. President Biden sending 7,000 more troops to Europe to support NATO, but not to fight Russia, as he also unleashes more potent sanctions.
Putin's aggression against Ukraine will end up costing Russia dearly economically and strategically. We will make sure of that.
The penalties targeting Russia's financial system and President Putin's inner circle, and imposing export controls that could starve Russia's military and other industries of high-tech components. The parents of a 15-year-old boy charged in a deadly school shooting in Michigan have just been ordered to stand trial. They're accused of failing to get him help and giving him access to the gun. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
News. Along with the U.S., dozens of other countries punishing Russia today. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson calls President Putin a blood-stained aggressor, launching a barbaric attack on a peaceful neighbor.
For this, Putin will stand condemned in the eyes of the world and of history. He will never be able to cleanse the blood of Ukraine from his hands.
The UK's latest penalties include freezing the assets of large Russian banks, European Union leaders holding an emergency meeting in Brussels.
The EU will slap Russia with the harshest package of sanctions the country has ever seen. The UN Secretary General has urged Putin to halt his troops and to, quote, give peace a chance.
Fox's Alex Hogan. Actor Sean Penn is in Ukraine. Variety magazine says he's filming a documentary about the Russian invasion. Vice Studios confirming Penn appeared at a news conference in the capital, Kyiv. And this is not the first trip for that project.
The actor was in Ukraine in November preparing for the documentary. The Office of the President of Ukraine issued a statement praising the Oscar-winning actor and director. It read, Sean Penn is demonstrating bravery that many others have been lacking, in particular, some Western politicians. The more people like that, true friends of Ukraine, who support the fight for freedom, the quicker we can stop this heinous invasion by Russia. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A surprise recovery on Wall Street. The Dow up 92 points after dropping more than 800 points. The Nasdaq gains more than 3%. Oil prices also retreating from their session highs. Again, word of a verdict reached in Minnesota at the trial of three former Minneapolis police officers over the death of George Floyd in a federal case, but they have not read it yet. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.